Hello, I'm Cheryl Irwin. It's summertime, time for picnics and swimming and getting mud between your toes. Except for many of the children I know, that is. These children are rarely allowed to play outside. Anything that falls on the ground must immediately be sterilized. Food that is not organic and carefully supervised is scorned. And I suspect they're bathed in hand sanitizer at the end of each day. Yes, I'm being a little tongue-in-cheek. And I understand and empathize with parents' desire to keep their children healthy. As it turns out, however, overprotecting children and trying to keep their world sterile may actually be doing way more harm than good. This startling news comes from Jack Gilbert, a researcher at the University of Chicago, who studied the real effects of exposure to germs and microbes on children. According to Gilbert, the rise in allergies among children is at least partly due to parents' refusal to let those children be exposed to dirt, mud, and germs. The human immune system grows stronger when it has something to defend against. So by overprotecting children, parents are actually weakening their immune systems. What should you do when your little one drops her pacifier? Well, instead of heading for the sterilizer, you should pick it up, lick it, and give it back to your baby. I didn't make that up. It's actually been studied by real scientists. Other things that are beneficial for kids: playing with and being licked by cats and dogs, getting dirty, and eating food that has fallen on the floor, unless you know for sure that dangerous pathogens are lurking there. What's harmful? Too much hand sanitizer. A little warm, soapy water is all kids need to clean up. Another related study tells us that because of the microbes in soil, gardening may actually help fight depression. There's a theme here, I think. We're meant to be part of the world around us. Too many parents keep their children indoors where it's safe and clean. Those children never get to explore their world, feel mud between their toes, or watch insects crawl through the grass. They may also spend way too much time in passive pursuits, being observers and screen watchers rather than active participants in their world. This has been linked to a lack of care for the environment, among other things, and we all know the dangers these days of too much screen time. Perhaps the message here is simply this: lighten up a bit. Don't worry so much. Kids need fresh air and big physical movements like climbing and running. They not only will learn confidence and curiosity by being allowed to explore, they're less likely to experience anxiety and allergies. If you don't believe me, the research is on my Parenting with Cheryl Irwin Facebook page. Take a deep breath, lick that pacifier, and let go. For KUNR, this is Cheryl Irwin.